Good evening, Patriots, and another day in the insane world of America these days. I'll tell you, you have to have faith to get by this. It's a pretty crazy time. See, Patriots, I want to start tonight with an interesting narrative story. It was sent over. This is by Anon, and I really like the way this reads, and I want to share it with you. And this is how it goes. I had a visit at my place of business by the FBI today. They asked if I had went to D.C. I responded yes, and that they knew I did by pinging our phones, so what could I really help them with? They asked, "Were you inside? Because we saw on your social media a video." I responded that I was not inside. They asked, "How did I get the video?" I said, "Because I'm the googliest mother they ever met. Did you guys want a video of the police leading Antifa inside?" They responded, so it wasn't your video. I said, it was not. I asked them, which FBI am I speaking to? The James Comey FBI, the Wiener Laptop FBI, or Patriots? I would gladly help Patriots, I responded. They asked if I was Q, meaning a Q follower. I said, nobody knows who Q is. Are you Q? I asked. They are in my business after all. I am an Anon, I said. And if they ever want to stop being one, they have to do is ask President Trump to tell us to stop. That we didn't believe in violence, and the media wanted to paint us as violent. I told them I was the news, the intelligence too, and learning to be a lawyer as well, because the FBI, CIA, Congress, and Senate had all let us down. He said, so you believe Trump is our president? I said, I do. And then added, and when is everyone else going to learn about this? I don't know. I shook my head. I'm waiting on Huber, Durham, and the military, that we shine a light, and they would like our vote and really count us as number one. They left their cards and asked if anyone ever promoted violence, would I contact them? I said, absolutely. I was asked, did I want a job too? And I started laughing. I understand that many that are anonymous are scared for their jobs, customers, and livelihoods, etc. Locally, everyone knows I follow Q and have not hidden it. I explained to those guys who Anons are blamed for keeping the peace. I explained to those guys how Anons are blamed for keeping the peace, not causing violence. He also asked if our groups, if we see violence, would I help? I said I would. That is why Pepe hasn't been here. I had to talk to my family and partners all the while. Hold the line, Patriots. We are winning. You see, that's it. In a nutshell, that's it. We have to hold the line by the values and the peace that we bring. We all get upset. We all get frustrated with the corruption. We all are in a place where we know that every three-letter agency and most of our government has let us down. There's no question. We are in a place right now where we look around and we wonder what's next. But you know what we know every time? Is that if we walk in that light of strength of truth, and if we walk with God, we never have anything to worry about. I don't know whether Q ever intended for us to find God the way we did. But I would say that in the process of this movement, which was sparked by an ability for us to seek truth, which no matter what anybody thinks of Q, you can never deny that Q dropped the crumbs for us to open our eyes and to begin to dig. Those were the threads to bind, and they bound us to truth, and they led us somewhere amazing. They led us for love of God and to the love of our Lord and the love of our country. Patriots, we're in an amazing time of an awakening, and it's so deep. It's in within every single one of us. We dig, we seek, we ask questions, and we're driven by that now. Before, we would pass things over. We might be a little curious. Now you see something, you immediately want to ask. You want to dig in. You want to know what's behind it. And all that while, you also feel something else. You feel a righteousness to share that truth forward. People attack us, and instead, we respond by patience. Sometimes we hurt. We do. But we still stand. Consider that the most well-armed citizenry in the history of man, not once in these 5 years since President Trump came to office, have we gone to guns? Has there been violence? Can you imagine? The rest of the world was watching, and they expected us to turn into something like Bosnia Herzegovina. Yet we didn't. No, we didn't at all. In fact, we led the world in a way they never imagined. We stood the line, and we've held the line. Even when we've watched our president get his election stolen from him, he said to us, I want no violence. And we listened. We held the line, Patriots, and we are holding it now. We're not holding it with anger. We're not holding it with vengeance. We're holding it with a fire in our heart to bring light, to bring truth back to this country, and most importantly, justice. We know that no matter what happens, we will never waver from that line. We can never go back. We aren't sad. We're determined. We feel a moment of questions. We have our moments of pain. But in the end, we turn that every time. We look forward and we never stop going forward. We feel that wave of anger, of hate, of deceit that tries to knock us off our paths. But it's tried so many times before that we're accustomed to it now. We're stronger than we've ever been. We get back up, we buckle up our bootstraps, and we walk forward, and we keep pressing in. We never relent. And as we climb and we push forward into that, and we keep pushing truth into the world, we are winning step by step, inch by inch. We push forward, and we don't even see it sometimes. Sometimes we constantly push, and we feel like we've made absolutely no progress. And then something happens. And we look around and we're like, wait a minute. How did this person get here? When did that person awaken? Because we're so determined. We are so determined on that place to bring truth to the world that we have to once in a while look up and realize how far we have come. We are stronger together. Individually, we're vulnerable. Individually, We're separated and divided, and individually, by God's own word, we are nothing. But united, we are Him. We are all together as Him. And with that, we are unstoppable united. Literally, where we go one, we go all. Those words have become banned by places like YouTube and other platforms. You say things like I say tonight, and you get exactly what happened just on the account the other day. You get banned for a week because they're afraid of what we have to say. They're afraid of words that might cause people to awaken. They're afraid of the things that cause people to think free, because without the control that they put upon us, they themselves are nothing. Patriots, we are winning. And no matter what is happening now, you have to truly believe. You have to believe that we are winning. And you have to keep your focus forward at all times. People are doing much better than they were yesterday. I'd include myself. Yesterday, I was not a happy guy. Because those are painful moments to witness, no matter what is going on. And those painful moments to watch something that we hold so dear, the sanctity of the role of the president. It's not just something we take for granted, but it is something that we didn't take seriously enough. Yesterday, we witnessed an event that was very much like a near-death experience. And some would argue, as things I've read recently, that was predicted by Q, perhaps. We know that Q has always said that the military would be needed in the end. They're there. There's no question about that. What happens in the coming days and weeks will reveal a new story and his true sense of what Q has always said. Future proves past. But a few other things that we've taken to heart and learned that are so important. One is we have a president, but we can't worship him. We are responsible for saving this nation. Our president is a man that led us, and we gladly followed him. But now when he's off the table, that doesn't mean we stop. It means we fight twice as hard, three times as hard, because we're American patriots and because we never stop. We'll always love President Trump, and I would hope that we'll have him for much, much longer, and that all may be true. But at this moment, no matter what is going on or no matter where we are, we know that deep in our heart that we can never stop because of what he did for us. He helped us stand, and he took the slings and arrows for us, and he showed us how to fight. He reminded us of what our true nature was. And for that, no matter what comes, we are forever indebted, and we are forever empowered, and we honor that every day. Regardless of what will come, what we do know is what has passed is that the gift given is a reminder that we must always question and always push in. We must question everything. When we don't push in, we lose. They take advantage of us. They use deception. They use distortion. They use misguided truths to lead us off the path. And most importantly, in all things, are these words, "In God we trust." We must never, ever, ever waver from those words. I'm sitting here now, and I know this in my heart. I know President Trump isn't done, so I wouldn't even begin to have a broken heart or sadness. I just know that in this interim phase that we're in right now, where it is right now is the most important piece most of this country can ever experience. It's to witness what could happen if we continue to sleep, to witness the absolute destruction of the country in a very short amount of time. It's a show. It's a kabuki theater. You have to accept that. Because there's only two paths ahead. One path is a path that suddenly reveals itself to be something much greater, like the military takes command. The other path is where we have to accept that the entire government is corrupt and they've turned against us, in which case we stand together as patriots and we take the country back. There is no other option, patriots. And that's the beautiful place at where we are. One path or the other path, we arrive at the same points by different directions, and we are winning every time. Because in the center of all of that, at the center of each one of us, is this knowledge that God is with us, that we stand with God, and in the end, God always wins. There's no question about that. So this is really a time to sit back and enjoy the show. It's truly an epic scene of lunacy. We've never seen such crazy things happen before us. And we've never seen such insanity overtake a government. And yet all roads point to one thing. It can't possibly be real. Because if this is real, then I'll tell you what. It's not going anywhere other than staying in D.C. And we're going to have the most hilarious next 4 years we've ever imagined. But we know that's not going to happen. I always like to play the extreme. And I ask myself, when I look at the extreme, what actually is the worst case? And I had this discussion earlier tonight with Robert Patrick Lewis, who leads 1A Praetorian. And we were going over all the details today of the things that we're looking at the anomalies and the absolute insanity of the news coming out. The things that we were seeing with Biden and his people around him. And I made the comment to him. I said, Robert, we have two choices. I said, we either believe in a path of hope, and that's an optimistic path that something is about to unfold, which all the anomalies point to. It's going to be so epic, it'll shake the world. I said, or we arrive at a point where what we're witnessing is for real, in which case everybody's turned on us. And then he added, in which case we're back to where we started, and we fight and we win. And that's just that simple. You see, we are going to win one path or the other. So wherever you are at with this, celebrate and be happy. It's truly an epic time. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And it's so true, isn't it? No matter where we go, no matter where we walk, we feel that. Ephesians, one of my favorite simple lines is Ephesians 1:11, because it's so appropriate for this moment in time. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Patriots, those words, which by the way, the 1:11 bended knee prayer, which we do every day, is truly centered on that right there. And what's so powerful about those words is some of the key things here, which is our inheritance and the predestined piece of this. We're here at this time for a particular reason. We've been placed here to be in this time, to live through what is truly an epic moment in history. It's biblical into the truest sense. If we think back to the stories in the Bible and we reflect very deeply on those, ask yourself what it would really be like, what it would feel like, what that experience would be like to live in those times, to suffer all of those things around them and yet still find the success in the stories or however they ended, to go through that whole journey. Now look at where we are now and where we are in this moment. And you're witnessing the sort of trials that each person needs in order to be part, I guess one would say, of what is truly a biblical story. This is such an incredible moment and so challenging for us, but at the same time, what an amazing experience to walk through, where we truly get to walk so close at the edge of everything, literally, the edge of success and the edge of failure, that the only place that we can find refuge is within the arms of God. I can't think of a more beautiful moment to live. And I truly hope, Patriots, I guess the one thing I would say it this way, I truly personally hope that those feelings will never go away. Because it's easy when you're in the moment of extreme stress is when you have the most clarity. That's basically what war is about. But in these times like this, hang on to these moments and cherish them. And don't let those feelings slide. Because when we get to a moment, which we will have, where there's joy and there's recovery and there's excitement, if we forget what we are doing and going through now, will slide again, and we can't do that. Where we're moving into is an incredible place, and I comment on this so much in my podcast because when I witness it and see it, it's a different way of living that looks the same, but it's completely transformed. We still sit down and do our work. We still engage with people. We live in houses. We drive cars. It's not like anything around us has changed. What's changed is within us. What's changed is the priority within us, to a point that now we no longer are as we were. We're no longer tied to the obligations of the things that sowed us to the flesh. Galatians 6:7-8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. We have evolved to a point now where we are now reaching past the traps and the cage that was placed around us, built around the false idolatry of materialism and the worship of titles and money and all the things that drive a sort of dark lord. But here, now, where we are stepping into a place where we place the values of things like God, the relationships we have with each other, the love of country, these things that are intangible, that are greater than us, that are investing into the future, a true sense of spiritual tithing, we are putting ourselves into that place. And in doing so, investing in something that's much bigger than us, doing so by our free will, and empowering God's grace into the world in which we are in. We're leaving behind the shackles that were put around us, both in our way we thought and the way we worked and what we believed. And we're relighting that light of God into this world in such a magnificent way that we are ultimately being set free in a way that is unlike anything that exists in the histories of the Bible. Because it's not just Exodus, where there's a select group of people that physically get released from slavery. And it's not like Noah, where the entire world gets washed away to be reset. It's a place where the world is being cleansed of evil, but instead of God's children being destroyed, all of them across the world are simultaneously awakening and being freed. And they're not having to wander in a desert. They simply have to face the world in which they live and face it together to transform what is before us into a new way of living, a new place of light, where truly where we stand and where we are is now completely new, transformed, all in the name of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our journey, and it's an amazing one. And it's one to breathe about, to pray about, and to sit with and reflect. And when we are in this point right now, when the things seem to be tense and uncertain, take these moments right now, not to panic and not to fear, not to be angry, but to sit quietly with God. The world is very quiet right now. And it's a great time to reflect and listen closely to God, because he's speaking. He's speaking boldly, speaking loudly to our deep, deep inner self. It's a time to awaken with that and then to step into this world in the coming weeks to be prepared for that next step in the journey. All of us have difficult decisions to make. And those decisions are ultimately, in my opinion, going to be centered on some critical issues. One of them is going to be the choice of what direction we go. And that in itself must be driven. If we're going to take the direction of light, we must take that choice on the narrow path to that hard walk up the hill of following the gifts in which God gave us. Those are the things that will truly set us free and on the course in which he intended. Or we can succumb to the darkness and walk the easy path, and in so remain enslaved. I can never go back, and I would assume most are like that. And because of that, there's only one direction. It's the climb. It's the climb up the mountain, and no matter how hard, no matter how long, it's the one thing that will drive me until my last breath. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together to assemble, to listen, to share. Lord, we're blessed with all of the patriots worldwide that are bound by prayer and tied through your love as we are all part of you, standing in unison, standing together, and reclaiming our true birthright at your side. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We're gracious for all that you've given. We're truly honored in this time in which you brought us here to breathe, to experience, and to live a time which will truly be epic and biblical, but in the same time, awaken us to such a degree to set us all free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifices given. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, I wish you all a very blessed evening. It's a wonderful time. It's a time to enjoy, laugh a little bit at the insanity, take a step back from the crazy, realize that sometimes in life, even the inmates of the asylum have to run the asylum. That's pretty much what we're witnessing. Never forget that they only have power if you give it to them, that you are only a victim if you choose to be. That right now, no matter what's happening up there, there's literally nothing that touches your life unless you choose it. So don't choose it. Choose only one path. Choose that path standing and walking with God. And in the end, you're free, you're happy, and there's no fear. There's just a joyous knowledge that wherever you arrive is exactly as God intended. Have a blessed night, Patriots. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. for Peace Be Still. That's Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern time. And until then, or the next time I see you, head up, eyes forward, God bless, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to the level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together flawlessly, paved the road to better things. Letting go of the moments that could only keep us down. I can see it now, can you see it now? We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. We were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. The storm from coming, why look, it all comes rushing, wolves cry and lightning strikes. eyes, dark sky, and thunder rumbling. You can't stop the storm from coming. Holding on to what we built, absolution. East of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside a revival. Guided past the fault lines, running your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're having. You can't stop a storm from coming. Why look, it all comes rushing. Wolves cry and lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop a storm from coming. I'll be your stronghold. I won't let go of you tonight into the unknown. We fight for all that we desire. I'll be your stronghold. Oh, when it's winter in your mind, into the unknown. Fire and life, sweet heavenly fire. Thunder rumbling, you can't stop a storm from coming.